Playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country for Oz, mate. It's Matty Goward and James Sun. He has just released his highly anticipated new single, If Tomorrow Ever Comes. It's a bit of an electro pop gem, this one. We're going to catch up with him right now and find out all about it. James Sun, thanks for spending a bit of time here on Oz, mate.
Thanks for having me, mate.
Now, how are you finding having some new music out at the moment with Tomorrow Ever Comes throughout COVID?
Not doing too bad.
Yeah.
I think Spotify has become more active.
Heck yeah.
So it's been quite well so far.
Yeah, mate, absolutely. Absolutely, and you've worked with some pretty big names on this one, like Liam Quinn, who has recently just done some stuff with Illy Boy and a bit of Guy Sebastian. That's pretty good to have on the reso.
Liam's a great producer and songwriter, so I love working with Liam. I've pretty much worked with him on, I think, all of my tracks.
Yeah.
Met him a couple of years ago and just always been working with him.
Yeah, mate, what do you enjoy about working with Quinny?
Just his vibe, and he's definitely his quality of work. He's just so passionate about what he does, and he just always gives his best.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. You've given us the best with If Tomorrow Ever Comes. How did it actually come about for you?
I just sort of started off with a little idea at home, and then I sent it into the studio. But unfortunately, I was actually late to the session for writing because I had a family emergency that I had to attend to first. I sent through like a little melody that I come up with, and then I sort of transformed it into a new hook. I came into the studio and then got to really write the verses. So I sort of missed out on the chorus and the starting of the production.
Yeah.
So that sort of sucked, but at the same time, you know, like it's not worth holding up an entire team just because one person can't make it. So.
Yeah, so do you think it would have gone in a different direction if you had been there on time?
You know, butterfly effect, mate, I'm always a believer in that.
Yeah, for sure, hey. The
influence would have changed the direction or lyrics or something would happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, never know.
Did you know when you were putting it together that it was going to come out through 2020? Was this always the plan or did COVID change anything for you, James?
Yeah, I think I had the idea because I actually made it at the end of last year.
Yep.
So I always had the plan to bring it out this year.
Mm.
But COVID definitely affected the release date, sort of pushed it back a couple of months.
Did it push back any gigs and stuff that were coming up for you throughout this time, or was it going to be a bit of a writing year?
Yeah, so I think at the moment I'm just focusing on bringing out music and building a fan base. Still trying to figure out what I want to do for gigs and stuff when I start, like, you know, trying to organise tours when that day comes, whether it's DJing or we're trying to do like a live band sort of feel, but I think I'm leaning more towards DJing because of the vibe.
Yeah, cool, man. And like you said just before, how Spotify and the streaming services are absolutely kicking throughout 2020. You've scored yourself over 2 million streams on Spotify. What do you think is some of the key elements to getting a good following on that sort of social media streaming platforms?
I think we're definitely getting support from Spotify. I think it's just got to be quality of music that you release, making sure that, you know, your mixes and stuff are as tight as possible and that you've got, you know, a good hook in your song. But other than that, I think it's just, you know, making music that people sort of vibe with and relate to.
Yep.
I think lyrics really drag people in as well. And if you sort of explain, you know, in your song a similar story to what someone else has gone through, then they sort of become more interested and sort of want to hear more from you. Normally where I get inspiration for words that I put on paper, I just sort of think of how I felt in a moment and then just try to think of, you know, sometimes metaphors, you know, referencing true actual storylines that happen.
Yeah, mate. And have you got some at the moment that you're writing that are pulling on some of those experiences that we might hear later this year or into next?
At the moment, I'm actually doing the opposite. I'm actually trying to get my head in the space where I can write on a story
that
I've seen or whatnot. So I'm trying to be able to be a bit more flexible with my songwriting. So I've been working with a guy called Lenny Pierce, who's from the Justice Crew.
Yeah, wicked.
Yeah, I've been working with him on a new track, and basically I'm writing about, you know, living in California and being like with a chick and stuff. So that's like a really cool experience, being able to like tell a different story that isn't mine.
We are looking forward to seeing you doing some of those gigs pretty soon, hopefully though, particularly when it comes to having new music out with If Tomorrow Ever Comes, mate. We're really digging it. I'm going to play it right now.
Beautiful.
James Sun, thanks so much for joining us here on Oz Made. Would you like to throw it to the song for me?
Hi guys, my name's James Sun and this is my new track, If Tomorrow Ever Comes.